Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join us here as we discuss Jalen Hurts, his play, and really not so much, you know, we're now almost a week fully past week one. We're looking forward to week two, week three, week four, how we want Jalen Hurts to play here. And is it as a game manager the rest of this season? Nick Sirianni, a few minutes ago, was doing his press conference, and he was talking about the turnover battle. I mean, they lost it on Friday night against the Packers, yet still won the game. That's not typically sustainable. We'll see how they come out on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons, and if Jalen and the team has a more, you know, playing more game manager style. Some of that could be coaching, right? They can call plays that are a little less risky, but a lot of this is just going to be how Jalen decides, what he decides to do when the ball is snapped, because the ball's in his hands.
Yeah, and I mean, and some of that is just being careful with the football. The one thing I remember about when Donovan was our quarterback is that he took care of the football. And sometimes you just have to, it's just as simple as that. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. I think a lot of times with Jalen, he thinks that he can make a play, and unfortunately that's not the case. And you just have to figure that out. I think this is a process. I think this comes along with throwing the ball more than you've thrown it in the past. You know, progressively, Jalen has thrown for more yards every year. I expect the same thing out of this year because he has gotten better. The one stat that he has to improve as he's improved in passing is his interceptions. That has also gone up. So if you can improve the passing yards and lower the interceptions, I think he'll be in a good spot.
So I just looked it up because you brought up Donovan, and Donovan was good about that. Like, when it wasn't there, he would throw it low so nobody could get it, right?
Yeah.
So interceptions have gone down as the years have gone on, and there's more shorter passes now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of an offensive league where it's like it's harder. You can't bump and run on the receivers anymore, right? There's just less interceptions now than there used to be percentage-wise in the NFL. So I looked it up, like the best interception percentage of all time. You know, most of the guys, Hugh, that are near the top of the list are current NFL quarterbacks, which the league has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back, Donovan, among guys that played, let's say, 15 or 20 years ago, Donovan's one of the best ever in terms of percentage of passes that were actually picked off. So Brady's the best in terms of guys that started their career, you know, let's say 20 or more years ago. Neil O'Donnell, actually, a former teammate of yours with the Jets, he was good at it, only 2.1%. But then Donovan... he really didn't throw many, based on how often he threw the ball, very rarely threw picks.
Yeah, and that's the thing that people need to understand. It's not like game manager is bad, because Donovan managed the game. He managed not to throw a lot of picks. Don't put the ball in harm's way. Like, what was the saying? Is it three things you can do when you throw the football and two of them are bad?
Yep.
Or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the truth. So when you throw it, you have to be sure or confident that it's going to be caught. Dan Marino was another cat like that. When he threw it, if it was a catchable ball and the receiver didn't catch it, he would curse them out during the course of the game and say, you better, you know, in so many words, say, you just catch the ball. But he would use colorful words. So, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where it has to be the same here. It's not a bad thing being called a game manager, especially – no disrespect to anybody that is upset about it, if you understand what that means.
If you're in the know, the game manager knows.
If you understand what that means. Because, again, taking what the defense gives you is a smart way to win football games. I'll tell you what a Hall of Fame coach told me one time, Bill Parcells. He said, going into a game, the least amount of mistakes that you make gives you a higher percentage of winning the game. The least amount of mistakes that you make. And that's what everybody does defensively. The reason why the Patriots were so good defensively wasn't like they had a whole bunch of talented guys. They had some talented guys, but it wasn't a whole bunch of talented guys. They had smart players. Teddy Bruschi was a smart player. He didn't make a whole lot of mistakes.
Ty Law, Willie McGinnis.
Smart players watched a lot of film, and they knew tendencies. That's what this game is about, people. It's about tendencies. Just like teams know, like, hey, if you rush – Michael Vick, when he played, to his left, he can't throw the ball. No, it's to his right. He can't throw the ball like that. And you play to their weaknesses. That's what you have to do. You take away their strengths and you make them you make them focus on their weaknesses.
215-592-9494 for Andy in Westchester. Let's grab Andy here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's up, Andy. What are you thinking?
I love you guys.
Well, we love you, Andy. We appreciate you being part of the show. What are you thinking today?
I can't give you a butt on that. This is the first time
wow.
I can ever remember. No, I'm saying that all three people in the studio agree.
I know. That's why when we talked about this before the show, we were like, wow, we're starting a movement here today. This is a show movement.
I don't even understand how it's a conversation. Like, what if you're not a game manager, what are you? What is a quarterback that's not a game manager?
I guess a gunslinger would be the other side of this. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yep.
So he is one of the very few exceptions. How many Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks can you name that weren't good game managers? A manager, by definition, is just somebody who makes good decisions, right?
That's how I view it, but obviously a lot of people don't see it the same way.
I got to assume people just don't understand the definition. I don't know what you would expect. Hurts doesn't have the arm to be a gunslinger, so what else can he be that he's going to succeed, especially with these weapons? A game manager with these weapons is an MVP and a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Totally. I mean, Andy, last year, Brock Purdy, with the same kind of setup, he got MVP votes.
MVP.
And he got to a Super Bowl. Like, it's only derogatory when people – I think there's a sense, like, people hear it and think, well, that means the player isn't good. Yeah, but you know what? Tom Brady is the best game manager I've ever watched play football. I mean, all he did is complete 7-yard passes for 20 years.
And think about, like, can you imagine – even Kirk Cousins, can you imagine him with these weapons? He's, like, the ultimate game manager. He would – I think flourish in this offense. Not that I'm like Mr. Kirk
Cousins made a lot of money managing games, bro.
Exactly.
Like, seriously.
Put AJ and Devontae around him, give him the running back that we have. It's just insane that anybody thinks a game manager is a bad situation. You know, Jalen isn't what he was before. You just have to accept that. So he has to become something different to be a winner.
Well, and that's all that Andy, that's all that matters. And Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, I've said this a couple times this week. It reminds me a little bit of how Russell Wilson had to evolve from the beginning of his Seattle career, where he ran a lot, and then his legs started to go, and he became a better thrower and smarter with the football.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, now Russell's done. He's pretty much cooked. But he had about 4 or 5 years in Seattle when he didn't run much. His athleticism diminished, but he still won a lot.
Yeah.
They were a playoff team every year. He's still good.
Yeah, and you have to be able to – I also believe this. As a quarterback, you have to be able to evolve. And that's one of the main reasons why, when we were talking about this before the season even started, Joe, I said, I don't need Jalen to run as much. I need him to run – you know, they were talking about – I guess we were in the first pregame we had, and they would say, well, he's got 6 design run play. Ah, that's too many. That's too many design runs. 2 or 3 is fine. And then, you know, those off-schedule runs or unscheduled runs where you have to take off just to keep the play alive, I'm okay with 1 or 2 of those. But to be out there trying to relive your glory days, I don't need that. I need my quarterback to win from the pocket, because we've seen on more than one occasion, too many times, quarterbacks that have the most success are the ones that can blaze you from the pocket. And the ones that can make key plays, crucial plays, late in the game.
Mm.
That's all I need.
Well, and that's always been the key. It's like the clutch moments with your legs. And we'll see what Jalen has. And he made a couple on Friday night, but he had a couple first downs. One, he ran a guy over on the final drive. And that's great. He just has to protect the football. And we call it a game manager. That's good for me. John in Wilmington's up. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's up, John? What's up, buddy?
Good. I think the hang up with game manager is that people think there's an implication that you don't have the skills, and therefore you're only the guy sitting back managing the game. I like the word facilitator, because facilitator means you're trying to maximize all the weapons you have. And Jalen has 4 or 5 weapons out there that you can be scoring all the time.
Now, I'm okay with facilitator. That's
yeah,
cool.
Distributor, facilitator. These are all
different kinds of words.
Right. But I think game manager, there's this implication that a guy's only a game manager because he doesn't have the skills to be a great quarterback. I think Jalen has the skills, but you got to maximize these weapons like Saquon, AJ Brown, Devontae, Dallas Goedert, and that's his major tool, to maximize all the weapons. Now, here's the thing: Jalen got paid already, so it's not like you got to be there to impress everybody how great you are. I mean, your job is to be the guy feeding all these fantastic players that Howie has signed, not make mistakes, be the smartest guy on the field. I mean, early in his career, Jalen never made any mistakes. He never fumbled the ball. He threw it away. I want to see that, Jalen.
John, me too. That was my favorite part about him, is why I was excited that he was becoming the Eagles quarterback, because he put them in good spots. Very rarely did he put them in a negative spot when he was young.
Exactly. I mean, I was impressed with his mature. You know, people used to make fun about these intangibles, but to me, Jalen's intelligence and maturity on that level, on being able to. I mean, he looked like the smartest guy on the field, and he was, you know, in his 20s, he looked like a guy who'd been playing for a decade in the NFL. Now, you know, he almost threw that pick six the other night against Green Bay, and I almost fell off my chair. I was like, what are you doing? I mean, there's some throws he's making now that just, you're scratching your head and you're trying to do too much. And it's like, just scale it back. Be the intelligent Jalen of 1 or 2 years, of 2 years ago. Feed all the weapons, score the points, and just be the guy. I mean, I don't know if he's lost a step or two with the running. Maybe he has. But, you know, he's not like some of these other teams that have, you know, Daniel Jones or these guys that don't have many weapons. He's got, I mean, I thought the problem this year was going to be we had too many great players that were all going to be complaining about not getting the ball. We've got, I mean, Jalen did a great job distributing it the first game. We got five or six guys who can pile up the yardage, can feed the ball control. I love the ball control at the end of the game, where if the Eagles are ahead, they can just, you know, drain the clock and mm-hmm. just finish games out. That's where you have to have the intelligent leader that I think we've seen and that we want to see consistently.
Yeah, right. It's in there. I mean, we've seen it before. Now we just got to get back to it. John, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. On the other side, your phone calls on this. Do you want Hurts to be a game manager? It is a show movement today. We want game manager Jalen Hurts. We'll let you hear something Mike Quick said about what he saw from Hurts Friday night. And in case you didn't catch it, Hugh has been pretty R-rated today. We collected some of the clips and we ranked them. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about FanDuel, my friends over there, when they are in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like, and you'll get to see the odds beforehand. You could bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet on the squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.